You're holding the Sefer Shabbos, Daf Gimel and Aleph, four lines down from the bottom, by two dots. The boy Minei Rav Merebi.
Gimel and Aleph holding. Here, Moses. Gimel and Aleph. You're boy Minei Rav Merebi. His Rav asked the Shiloh from Rebbe. Hetino chaveroi oichlin amashkin. Somebody put on top of you oichlin amashkin. That means you didn't make the akira. Somebody picked up, either from, doesn't make a difference from Rosh Hashanah or from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Somebody picked up from the floor oichlin and put it on top of you. He said, Tino chaveroi oichlin amashkin. They put it on top of you. Then v'hoitzi in the chutz. You walked outside with this oichlin on top of you. V'hoitzi in the chutz. Is mahal, are you chayy for this or not? And we had yesterday, the klal is, you have to have an akira and an anocha to be chayy for Shabbos. So is this called an akira? You're like picking it up and taking it outside the Rishus HaYocha to Rishus Rabin, or it's not called an akira? Mahal, akira's gufoi ka akira's chayfetz mimkoy meidomi. Here really, you the Reuven, he's not picking up the chayfetz from the ground. Somebody else put this oichlin on top of him, he's holding it in his hands, or on his goof. All he's doing now is just walking outside. So the fact he's moving his body outside, that's called Nakiras Gufai, is that called also Nakiras Chayfetz? Hey, Nakiras Gufai, moving your body outside, is that considered Nakiras Chayfetz from Kaimedami, as if you picked up the Chayfetz from Kaimedami, or Mechayiv? In the Mele, you'll be Chayiv. Oidulma, maybe no. Oidulma, Loyom, Oidulma Loy. No, you're not Chayiv for this. He said, Akira means you have to pick up the chayfetz with your hand. You have to make a physical ma'is akira. Here was somebody put it on top of you, and all you're doing is just walking outside. It's not considered an akira. Omalei, Rebbe answered back, chayf. No, that's enough to be chayf and akira. So the pshat is, when you're holding the chayfetz now, since your body is standing on the ground, and you're holding the chayfetz, it's considered as if the chayfetz is on the ground. Now, when you start walking now, it's considered like you're being oiker, this chayfetz, and walking outside with it. So you said, Yechayef. Now, this is a kasha. So Rebbe himself was mechavan to the kasha and said, V'yein edoim el yodai. It's not doim to our Mishnah, the case of yodai. So Rashi learns, V'yein edoim el yodai, that the case of the Mishnah was, Hapshuta lifnim, where the oni outside put his hand inside the house, and through the window inside the house. The goof for the chutz, the oni's goof is outside, just his hand is considered inside. So the Mishnah says, "V'nosan balabayas l'toychoy." The balabos now inside the house picks up a piece of bread and puts it into the oni's hand. That the oni's hand is inside, and it says when he brings it outside, that's the case of shnayim shosu. It's called the balabos did the akirum, and the oni by taking his hand outside and putting it down is only doing the anocha. And the Mishnah says the potter, the both potter. The potter beitana the masnisin af lioni shortzio. Even the oni that's carrying the bread outside is also potter. So it is a kasha. When the oni put his hand inside the house, and now the balabos put a piece of bread inside his hand, let's say as if the hand now is lach munach on the karka, it's called the bread is in his hand is munach here. When he picks his hand out, takes his hand outside, let that be considered like he's making an akira. So the oni is making an akira from this bread inside, taking it outside, and he's putting it down. So he made an akira inside, and he makes a nachar outside. Why isn't the oni chayiv? The only reason why he's not chayiv is because akira's gufayim is not considered akira's chayfetz. So it's a stira, how did Rebbe said you are chayiv? So Mara says, no, there's no kasha from yodai. Ein adoy mele yodai. My time on gufay naich. Yodai le naich. His Rav's shayla was, where your goof is naich, your goof is standing still in Rishus HaYochid. Somebody puts on top of you some oichlin. Now you're standing still with the oichlin in Rishus HaYochid. When you start moving away, that's considered you like picked up this chayfetz and moved it. Because the chayfetz was munich on you and you're attached to the ground, that's called an akira now. But here, the yodai, Pashat Pshat is the yodai is inside the house and the goof is outside the house. So if anything, where does the hand go, bossa? The person's goof outside. So maybe even when the balabos first put the lechem into the yoni's hand inside, it's considered like the thing is outside right now. So when you bring the yad outside to you, it's not called the main akira at all. Here pshita there's no akira, because your hand goes bossa you. Because my time a gufa naich, a gufa standing still, yoder le naich. Let's see Rashi learns. Let's see the whole shell in Rashi. Rashi beginning. Hetinu chaber zatrashi shoye gufay b'shusha yochid. Your guf was in b'shusha yochid. Vetinu chaveroi, and the chaveroi put something on top of you. You guf yochimidi. Now the chav, so the person now that's holding the bread didn't really pick up this bread. He wasn't ochre or anything. Oichlen omash b'rashi ochre de milsmuk. Rashi says things that usual. Dover hatzorach l'shabbos. Something you need for Shabbos. The derech b'nayodim l'saslik ben b'shabbos. People are oisik, era Shabbos, and then it goes into Shabbos also to worry about the food you can eat on Shabbos. Is akiras gufoy she'okar esraglav min habayis. Now after somebody puts some food on top of you, now you decide to move outside the house. Li'acha shenitin. After somebody put it on top, now you're moving. So Rebbe answered back, yes, yichai for that. The fact you moved your body, that's called akiras chepetz. The case of the Mishnah where the oni outside put his hand inside, the guf of chutz's body is outside, the nosan balabayis letoicha, and the balabos inside the house puts some bread in the oni's hand, and now when the oni takes it outside, we say the potter beit on of the matzitzim. After the oni should see you, even the oni when he takes his hand outside, still he's potter. Why? Let's say it's called he made nakira from a shusha yachid, and now he's making a lochem yishus rabin. That there it says yodel anayich. Hilkach, ki hoitzi layokamidi. His hand is never rested. His hand, like in the ear, is always called moving around. So it was never called like munach inside. So when you take your hand back outside, you're not oikrit from anything. Layokamidi. V'yenderach hoitzah b'loy akira v'anocha. There's no such thing as hoitzah without an akira and anocha. So the Teretz Rashi learning is that when your hand is like in a different reshus than you are, when your hand is inside, your hand is not munach anything. Your hand is like in the ear. So since your yodah is lo nayich, when you take your hand back outside, you weren't oikirit. His nakira means the chayfis is munach, resting someplace, and you're oikirit from that place. You pick it up from that place, take it outside. But here, when it was in your hand, it's not called munach. Rashi gufa nayich agabi karka. With your body, as if your body is in reshus hayochid and somebody puts food on top of your body, that's considered this food now is like attached to the ground. It's munach on the ground. There the akira, that's called the good akira. But here, where your yad is inside the house and your body is outside the house, so if anything, where should it be called munach? If it's attached to your body is standing outside. It's like munach in reshus harabim. So you can't have a shame you being oikrit from reshus hayochid to bring it to reshus harabim. Rashi has another gears lishna achrina yoda bosa gufa greira. They're like the same the svara that your hand goes bosa the guf. Your guf is standing outside. You put your hand inside through the window. That's all. But your yad is attached to the guf, which is outside. So it's never called an akira from reshus hayochid. So Rashi says lo yastin v'yaseiri. Rashi holds you don't need this pshat. That's extra. Because Rashi's learning the first pshat is that a yad is not called munach. It's the yad, since it's always moving around your hand, has never considered the chayfet as munach, only if it be agabi karka. But something held in your hand, Rashi holds, when you take it outside, you're not making akira, you're not being oikrit from any place that was munach. That's Rashi's pshat. On the ground, you mean, that'll be yishayim. According to Rashi, that'll be yishayim. Tosfos learns not like Rashi. Tosfos learns like Rashi's second gersa, that the ikar pshat is that your hand always goes bust of the goof where you are. So when you put your hand inside the house, since your goof is outside, but your hand is also considered like it's outside. So you can't be mechayiv the oni outside for taking his hand outside right now. He's not making an akira from a shusha yochid. The hand right away is considered like it's outside already. Nafkamina, according to Rashi and Tais Pshat, is what about if somebody has something held in his hand? Yeah, I have an inside a shusha yochid. Somebody put something in your hand. And now you walk outside. Is that called an akira or not? According to Tosfos, that's called an akira. Because since your hand and your body is in the reshus hayochid, it's considered that this chayfis now is munach on the karka. And when you walk outside now, you made an akira from the chayfis. According to Rashi, Tosfos learns that you'll be potter in such a case. Because calls them on the chayfis is in your hand alone, that's not called an akira. Because in your hand, it's not called munach. Your hand is like always moving around. It's not munach in your hand. So calls them on it. Somebody put it into your hand, and now you walk outside, according to Rashi, you'll be potter. That's what it's from. Rashton's the Pashto Salosh Nagamara. My time of Gufa Naich. Your goof is resting. It's called Hanocha. Mashenkin Yodele Naich. The Yad is not called Munach. Omale Reb Chia Le Rav. So Reb Chia had a tiny to Rav. Ba Pachsik. So Rashton was like Ben Gedolim, a nice Loshin. Lo Yamin Lecho. Didn't I tell you? He koi Rebbe behind Mesechta when Rebbe is learning one Mesechta. Why says Rebbe wasn't learning Shabbos at the time when Rav asked the Shaila. Rebbe was learning a different Mesechta. Smelo Reb Chia had a tiny to him. Lo Yitish Shaila Ba Mesechta Achriti. You shouldn't ask him a Shaila on another Mesechta. Dilma Lava Daite, maybe Rebbe is not Isaac, his mind is not in Shabbos right now, and he'll make a mistake. Why? D Lav, the Rebbe, Gavar Rabba, but you know you're lucky. Because if it wasn't for the fact that Rebbe is a greater mensch, a Gavar Rabba, who Kisavstihu, you would have embarrassed him. The Mishana Lechor Shinuyi the La Shinuyahu. He could have answered you a Teretz, that's not the right Teretz. And if you would answer the wrong answer, you'll be embarrassing Rebbe. So Altus Rab Chia asked Rab that since Rebbe right now is not learning this after Shabbos, you should not go and ask them a question, a shayla on here for Shabbos. Or Bahashto, Zokt Rebchi, you should know, me a shapa mishani. You talk to lucky that Rebbe answered the right terrors. Titania, I arrived from a bright source like that. For you toy in Oichlin Amashkin. If somebody was carrying on top of him, Oichlin Amashkin, the boy join. If you had it on you from the daytime, Erev Shabbos. For it's see you in the chus mishach sheicho, and then it comes at nighttime, and now you walk outside with it, it's chayiv. Why? Because Akiris, Gufoy is Kakiris Chayfetz Dami. Here, the Chayfetz, the sack was on top of your back from Erev Shabbos, so when you picked it up on Friday, Avad Yapota, that's not called Akira. No, you had it on you in the house, and now Meshach Sheikha comes at night, you walk outside with it. We see your Chayyid. And then the Braisa says, Lefishen Baimel Yodai. Ah, you have a Kasher from Yad in the Mishnah. Gufoy is different than Yodai. That's what we before said. A Yad is not called Munach like Rashi. A Yad is always hanging in the air. It's not called Munach. So when you walk with something in your hand, it's not called the Meir Nakira, just something on top of your body, that's considered attached to the body, which is attached to the ground, that's called Munach HaMekarka. So if you walk outside now on Shabbos, you'll be Chayif. Rashi, Leitishai L'Kleima, Shein Liba L'Mesechta Zu, L'Chur Rebbe's Das Leiv is not in this Mesechta. Shema Yizbash, maybe it'll be Mishbashim. This is Doima, that somebody put something on your back on Shabbos. In both cases, you did not make the Akira Bisser. As here, the cases you picked it up off the ground on Friday. That's not called an Akira on Friday. Just on Shabbos, you walked outside with it. And the Bryce ends off, like the Mishnah with the hand of the Oni outside is sticking inside the house. And now the Oni takes the piece of bread outside the house. The Mishnah says the Oni is potter. It's not considered like he made an Akira from inside the house. Because his hand inside the house is not called Munachdir. That's the club. Screw the Delta always asked the Kasha, what was Abchiyah's time? Abchiyah told Rav, it's not nice for you to ask Rebbe Yeshayla. The Kuru does a Klal, a Talmud Chochim is somebody that you could ask him any place in Shabbos. Afilu Masech Tekali, you're supposed to ask him. Any place you want to ask a look, you're supposed to ask him. But for that, Rebbe was a God Lador. So what was the Shaila not to ask him a Shaila in another Masechta? Yizrich knew everything. Well, some learned the Pshati that Rebbe, when he was mine in one Masechta, he was so mine in that Masechta, so much a Rangatan, that he couldn't get his Das out of that Masechta so easy. As we don't get a Rangatan Mitchil to start off with. So it's easy to get our Das out of it. But he was so much a Rangatan in that Masechta, he couldn't put his Das into another Masechta. But the Chassam Sefer does like that Pshat, he says still, it is a klal that a Talmud Chochem is called somebody, you could ask him a Shaila any place in Shas. So what's wrong here? So you want to learn the vort is that if you would have stam asked him a Shaila exactly what you mean, it would be alright. But here, Rav asked him a Shaila, what's the loch of Akira's Gufay? And he didn't explain the whole Shaila. Really, what he meant to ask is, how come by Yodoy in the Mishnah Yepoter, Rav also knew in Svab Shuta Akira's Gufay is considered Akira's Chayfetz Dami. No, Rav had a kasher from the Mishnah. Why by Yodoy you put in the Mishnah? How come when the Oni has his hand inside and now he takes it outside, why is he potter? That was the eager thing that was bothering Rav. And Rav didn't speak that channel out. So that was Reb Chiya's Taina. Rebbe is not asking him to set the Shabbos right now. So if you ask him a Shalal Allah, Rav, he'll answer you any place. But you want to know a kasher on the Mishnah and your question, you didn't explain your question good. And Rebbe could have said something without giving you the right terrace. You should have explained yourself better. That was the Taina to Rav. Kinshaf should ask the Shaila, what's the Lach Akira's Gufay? Should ask the question, Akira's Gufay maybe is Chayiv. Or the Zoy, why in the Mishnah is Yodhi Potter? But Rebbe was a big chacham. Rebbe chapped the moist, and Rebbe knew what he meant to ask. That's why Rebbe said that it's ain't a daim al yodai. Right. Omer Abaye. So Abaye, another cloud we see from our Mishnah is pshitali yodai shalodim. The hand of a person when he's in another reshus, that means with a goof, either the oni is standing outside the house, reshus rabbim, and he puts his hand inside the window. When his yad is inside, it's not considered like reshus rabbim. His hand does not go boss with his goof. His yod shalodim ain't a like reshus rabbim. In a case where the body is standing outside the reshus rabbim and he sticks his hand into the window, his hand inside is not considered like reshus rabbim. For like reshus yachidami, and who are in the opposite way? When the balabas that's standing inside the house, when he sticks his hand outside the window to the reshus rabbim, his hand outside is not considered like reshus yachidami. His hands do not give boss of the goof to say, since your goof is inside out reshus yachid, the hand outside should also be reshus yachid. What's the raya? Reshus rabbim loydamya, to say that when you're standing outside and you put your hand inside the window, the inside your hand should be reshus rabbim damya. It's no raya loydamya miyoda diyoni. I have a raya from Yoda the Yoni, that the Mishnah says when the Yoni puts his hand inside the house, now the Bala boss picks up a piece of bread from the house and puts it into the Yoni's hand, and then the Yoni carries it outside. The Mishnah says they're both potter because of like Shnayim Shasu. But the kasher is when the Bala boss picked up the bread in his house and now put it into the Yoni's hand. If you say the Yoni's hand is like his goof outside, like it was just around him, so the Bala boss should be chayiv. The Balabas made an akira from his house, he picked up a piece of bread off the table, and he put it into the Yoni's hand. So if the Yoni's hand is called Rishus Rabban Dami, the Balabas did an akira in Anacha. Elamaya Tsuraya, your hand, even though the body is outside Rishus Rabban, and the hand is through the window, the hand is not considered like Rishus Rabban Dami. Vaitak Rishus Yochid Dami, where's the Raya, your hand is not considered like Rishus Yochid, and the case where the Balabas is inside his house, his goof is inside the house, and he sticks his hand outside to Rishus Rabbin. When his hand is outside the window, his hand is not considered like Rishus Yochid. Whereas the Raya, Miyoda the Balabais, that the Mishnah says, when the Balabas sticks his hand outside the window, and the Oni outside picks up a piece of bread from Rishus Rabbin and puts it into the Balabas's hand, the Oni is potter. And then when the Balabas brings his hand inside, he's also potter, because the Oni made Hanukkah, not an Akira. But I'll call upon the kasher, why is the Oni outside potter? The Oni picked it up with Rishus Rabbim, and now he's putting it down in the Balabas's hand. Now the Balabas's hand, since the goof is in Rishus Yochid, let's say his hand outside is also called like Rishus Yochid, and the Oni should be chayiv. So you see, Klo, no, it's not considered Rishus Yochid. If the hand does not go boss of the goof, they say that the same Rishus the body is, that has the same din on the hand. That you don't say. No, nothing to do with before. That's a shalom hilchas akira. Is it called an akira or not? Now it's a shalom. What rishus is it called? Is it called rishus haram or rishus hayach? It's not called these rishusim. Nothing to do with it before. Before it's a shalom, it's called an akira now. It's neither, right? It's neither. That's what the Mishnah says about potter. So Rashi, Omer Abaye pshitali mi masnisin diyodei shalodim hapshutel rishus hacheres. It's the case where your body is in one rishus and you have the hand now sticking outside to another rishus. Is Aina Nizreke Sacha Gufa Lagamri. It doesn't go after the Gufa Gamri. Leo is to Rishur Shuai Midbo. To say it's like the Rishus we are standing in. Bain Shu Rishus Hayochid, Bain Shu Rishus Rabbim. Whether the hand is in the Rishus Hayochid now, the hand is Rishus Rabbim, it doesn't go boss of the body. Where's the rise? Rishus Rabbim Loidam Yo Miyodu Dioni. I'll bring you rise from the Mishnah, the Yodu Dioni. Victoni Mastisin Chinoto Balabayis Mitoichoi Potter. When the Balabas takes out from it, the Balabas is potter. Now, if you're going to say the Oni's hand is considered like Rishus Rabbim, so when the Balabas takes out from it, he's like making a kira from Rishus Rabbim and is putting it down in his house. He should be chayiv. Uk Rishus Yochid Leidami. What's the raya? Your hand is not called like Rishus Yochid. Im Shut Rishus Rabbim. In a case where the Balabas that's standing inside his house takes his hand and puts it outside the window, his hand outside is not called like Rishus Yochid. Miyoda the Balabayas Tiktoni, not on him, mitoicha potter. The Mishnah says if the Balabas takes a piece of bread in his hand and sticks it outside the window, and now an Oni takes it out of his hand and puts it down, the Oni is also potter. Let's say the Oni took it out of the Balabas's hand, that's called like a Rishus Yochid, and he put it down with Rishus Rabbim Shivichayim. So you see, no, the hand doesn't go boss to the goof to give it a Rishus, a Rabbim Rishus Yochid. Here, right, that's just for Nakiri, right? It's not called Nakiri, right? Right. No, it's the for far truth, when your hand is inside out and your body is outside, by bringing your hand here, you didn't do a Maisa Kira. Because even when your hand is inside, it's fitted like it's attached to your body here. That's a Svar in Nakira. It's not called, you make an Akira. Now, it's another shell, though. Is it called in Rishus HaRabim? It doesn't have a Shem Rishus HaRabim. Now that your hand is inside the house, inside the house is a Rishus HaYochid, your hand doesn't have a Shem Rishus HaRabim to it. That's cheap. For the Mishnah, you have these two rays. Of a boy, Yabaya, Abaya calls a shell like this. Yodah Shalodom, Ma'al Shetas HaKamlis. Mid Rabbonin, Rabbonin give it a Shem Karmelis. A Karmelis means like Nishtah Nishtahim. It's the Rabbanon Diki Rishus. It's not a Rishus HaYochid Midiraisa. It's not a Rishus HaRabim Midiraisa. That's called a Karmelis. Most of our streets are right outside your house. Your garden outside your house is called a Karmelis. That means Midiraisa, it's not a Rishus HaYochid, not a Rishus HaRabim. But the Rabbanon has a din like Rishus HaRabim that you can't carry from your house to outside your house, providing you have an Erev. Most of our streets are not a Rishus HaRabim here. It's only a Karmelis. Now the Shalom is the Rabbanon give you a hand, a Shem Karmelis. What's the shaila? Mikonsu rabbonim. The rabbonim make a knas ladura lagabei aloi. On the case where the balabos standing inside his house took a piece of bread on Shabbos and put his hand outside the window. Now he did a nisa the rabbonim. He made an akira. He picked up the bread from his house al manasai to put it outside the oni should take it. He didn't make hanocha. He just made an akira and his hand is outside the window. Is he allowed to now bring his hand back into his rishus? The Rabbonim give it a shame that now your hand is outside the house. They give you yad now with knas the Rabbonim or din karmelis to it. So if your hand outside in the ear is called up a karmelis, you're not allowed to bring your hand back into your house because you're bringing the chepas from a karmelis into Rishus HaYochid. Says the shal, did the Rabbonim make such a knas or not? So Drashi, boy Abaya, has to the chazina the lav bosa gufa shadina lo. That your hand doesn't have the same din as your body linion, ichyuvim idiraisam, again to rishusim idiraisam, alma iflug rishusa. It has a different rishus. Is miachmo allah rabbonin, the rabbonin make a chumro, lemeheve karmelis, to make, give it a din karmelis on your hand. To hey chadoshi jyodim malay rishus acheris. In the case where you have your hand full of bread, and you stuck it outside your window, into the rishus rabbim, lo yachzirenu, we should make a kanaf, now you can't bring your hand back inside. It's light. And your hand should be standing there until the whole night. Since your hand doesn't go boss to your goof, your hand doesn't have a shame rishus ayochid. The gozru rishus medivrayim the Shabbos shalosa lahatnas loitz yimemelu rishus ayochid rishus rabim. Who shmoi karmelis? The such you say is karmelis. We'll see throughout the mesecta. The rabbanim made certain rishus that even though medirayis it's mutter to carry from your house into a karmelis. The Rabbanan said it's also. Kiyotanya Pirkin, Dalad Rishuyas to Shabbos. Later the Gemara says, there are four different Rishuyas on Shabbos. Karmelis is one of them. Loshin Yarra, Karmelis, Shein, Lehiluch, Tomid, Lerabim. It's not like Rishuyas to Rabbim, people go Kiseida. Loi Tashmas Rishuyas Yochid. It's not a Tashmas, people don't use it, the Yochid doesn't use it. Or doesn't have, even does have Mechitz, not a Tashmas to Yochid. To Shal, now you hand outside, Mikonsu. Hoyo Vehischa Bobi Yisr. Since you started to do an Yisr on Shabbos, that's the shout that Rabbanah made this gzeir or not. If you're putting your hand outside the window with something inside your hand, maybe the Rabbanah made a knas now, you have to keep your hand outside those Shabbos and you can't bring it in. That's the shayla.
According to the Shabbos, what's the rare the Malabas has? I mean, brings it in, if you stay at the
Carmelites,
he's going to bring it
into
the
Rabbanah.
If he,
he has to stay there, to stay that way the whole Shabbos. Yeah, right. We'll soon see.
But so Beit was. If his hand is in the Rishus HaKamelis,
yeah.
So then, he's bringing it back. What is he doing? He's not doing a double. He's not doing a.
He's doing Yisrael Rabbanu. He's making a. He's making Hanocha now from a Kamelis into a Rishus HaYochid. That's awesome to Rabbanu.
You have a half from Hanocha.
Right, right. Yisrael Rabbanu. Right. That's awesome to Rabbanu. Oy loy, Toshema. I'll bring you right from the Mishnah. Hoy se yod. Not that from the Mishnah. Toshema. Hoy se yodoy malaya peris. Somebody's hand was full of peris. Void seal the chutz. He was inside his house and he put his hand outside the window to the Rishus HaRabim. Is Tony Chodah. One price says, also lachzir, it's like a truth, it's such a kenas. You're not allowed to bring your hand back inside the house. For Tony Idach, another price says, muta lachzir, you are allowed to bring your hand back into your house. Is my lachzir, what's the machloikis? Bokimilfung, and in this shiloh, and Abaye shiloh, is the machloikis and the prices. The master of the Kamalas Damya. The first price holds, Rabbanah made such a kenas. when you put your hand outside your window, now that it's outside of Rishus Rabbim, they made a knas that has a din like it's in a karmelis now. And you're not allowed to bring it inside the house. You're making like a hanocha. Like you're taking it outside the karmelis into your house. It could be once the Rabbanan gave it a shame that's in a new mokim, in a karmelis. So Avadim the Rabbanan is called you're making a kira now also. Because you're being oika the chepus from a karmelis into Rishus Yochid. That's zikha called an akira. The shalom before is in Midiraisa. But if the Rabbanan said when your hand is sticking outside the window, considered like your hand has a new rishus to it, it's like a karmelis, so when you bring it in back into your house, that's called you made an akira, and the akira got is there. When the hand comes inside your house, it's not a karmelis anymore. That's a rishus yachid. Yeah, that's what I told him before.
So,
yeah, but the Rabbanan though, that's before. If the Rabbanan made it very, your hand has a look like a karmelis, so now it's called munach in the karmelis. That's the whole rishus. It's like your hand now is on the ground, that the ground is the karmelis. So Rabbanan made a new knaf, your hand can get a shame karmelis to it. It's a new rishus of a karmelis on the hand. So if it has a din karmelis, so when you bring it inside your house, you make it an akira. So that's the shayla. Is it also renouncing? Well, because I'm a machlekes in the prices. So the Gemara loy. It could be the kuli yam. I'll tell you the karmelis damya. Everybody holds that this tzad that has a shame karmelis to it. Well, like kash is no three in the prices. Kan lemata miyasara. The first price that says when you put your hand outside you can't bring it back. Where was lemata miyasara? Kan lemala miyasara. The second price that says it's smut. It's where lemala miyasara. Now the klal by Hilchos Shabbos is a rishus harabim only has a din asara tefachim. The first 10 tefachim off the ground has halacha from Rishus Rabbim. More than 10 tefachim high, it doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabbim anymore. Now, if you mean a chapas, let's say you have a long stick in Rishus Rabbim, and you take a chapas and you throw it like dal damas, and it gets stuck onto the stick. If it gets stuck more than you tefachim high, you potter. Because more than you tefachim doesn't have a din Rishus Rabbim to it. Now, a karmelis is a din with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan gave a karmelis a din Rishus Rabbim. So it can't be better than Rishus Rabbim Midiraisa. See, if you have your hand outside a window that you 10 tefachim off the ground, that avir, a height of 10 tefachim, can't get a shame karmelis to it. Just like it doesn't have a shame Rishus Rabbim there, it can't get a shame karmelis. So if you stick your hand outside the window that you're above, you tefachim, avad pshit, is no din karmelis, then you're allowed to bring your hand back into the house on Shabbos. But the first price it says when you stick your hand outside, it's also to bring it, it's where your hand was less than you tefachim off the ground. So less than you tefachim, that avir, if it's a real Rishus Rabbim, it has a shem Rishus Rabbim to it. Now the Rabbanan gave you a hand that didn't karmelis, and says you can't bring it back from a karmelis to Rishus Yochid. So Trashi, lamata miyud Rishus Rabbim hu. Hey, in the Raisa, that's called Rishus Rabbim. Mele konsu Rabbon, the mother made a knast now, when your hand is in that avir, to shavu karmelis delele hedrit. The Rabbanan said now, a big chumrah, that your hand gets a din karmelis, you can't bring it back. Lamala miyud, the ave makim tur. Anything more than yud tvachim on top is called a makim tur. Kiritnan bazerik. The Mishnah says this more later. Hazerik dal ramis bekaisel. If you're in a Rishus Rabbim and you take your chepes and you throw it away dal ramis, see if that chepes comes and lands in Rishus Rabbim, you chayiv. That's called a zrika. That's the getter from havara. If you marvis something dal ramis Rishus Rabbim, you chayiv. Or else if you throw it dal ramis Rishus Rabbim, you chayiv. But let's say you throw it against the wall and it gets stuck onto the wall, yutzvachim, why? You potter. Lamalum yutzvachim is kzerik biavra potter. It's like you threw it in the avra and they win, then you potter. Lehevi rishus ram lamalum yud. That's the cloud. Hey, so rishus ram is a pshat, that's a mokum of people use. People walk through there. So usually nobody walks more than, don't use more than yutzvachim. Hilkach, le konsu de lavi suri of it. If you lamalum yud, there's no issa, the rabbonim didn't make any kenos. So that's another terrace now. Everybody's asking that there would be a knas to give it a din karmelis. The only question is it lamata miyud, then it could be a karmelis, or is it lamala miyud tzvachamai, it can't be a karmelis, because the karmelis is only like the rabbonim dike rishus rabbim. If midirais lamala miyud is not a rishus rabbim, the rabbonim can't give it a din rishus rabbim. So the more of you boy is saying when the other terrace is no. Idi v'idi lamati miyasara. Both brights are talking about where you put your hand out and it's lamata miyasara. And we both hold the Rabbanan and gave it a din karmelis. No, the last karmelis is dummy. I'll tell you now, nobody holds it the karmelis dummy. Neither Bryce holds it the karmelis dummy. Obviously, why does the first Bryce say that you can't bring it back in? Lekashia. Kan neboi joim, kan meshach hashecha. It's a new type of a terrace. Still a knas the Rabbanan and the Kedin. but not the pshat Rabbanan gave it in Carmelis. Rabbanan just said it's an Isser. That if you put your hand out on Shabbos, where you did something wrong by sticking your hand out on Shabbos, Rabbanan counts on you not to bring it back in again. Now, strengthen if you...